The following is a review of the ethical and professional standards principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. It is also covered in guidance to standards 1 to 7. The Standards of Practice Handbook is included in its entirety in the CFA curriculum as readings 1 and 2 of volume 1. You can also download a PDF of the Standards of Practice Handbook at the website for CFA Institute, cfainstitute.org. A third alternative is to purchase the Standards of Practice Handbook through Amazon or get the Kindle edition. In our summary of the Standards of Practice, we focus on describing three things: actions that clearly violate the subsection, the behaviors that each subsection is intended to either encourage or discourage, and recommended best practices for members and their firms. The three LOS for this topic review encompass all the standards. They are: demonstrate the application of the Code of Ethics and Standards of Professional Conduct to situations involving issues of professional integrity; distinguish between conduct that conforms to the code and standards and conduct that violates the code and standards; and recommend practices and procedures designed to prevent violations of the Code of Ethics and Standards of Professional Conduct. In many cases, the actions that members and candidates must not take are explained using terms open to interpretation, such as reasonable, adequate, and token. The requirement of the LOS is that you know what constitutes a violation, not that you draw a distinction between what is reasonable and what is not in a given situation. We believe the exam writers take this into account, and that if they intend, for example, to test whether a recommendation has been given without reasonable care and judgment, it will likely be clear either that the care and judgment exhibited by the analyst did not rise to the level of reasonable, or that it did. No monetary value for a token gift is given in the standards, although it is recommended that a firm establish such a monetary value for its employees. Here, again, the correct answer to a question will not likely hinge on candidates' determination of what is a token gift and what is not. Questions should be clear in this regard. A business dinner is likely a token gift, but a week at a condominium in Aspen or tickets to the Super Bowl are likely not. Always look for clues in the questions that lead you to the question writer's preferred answer choice, such as lavish, entertainment, and luxury, accommodations. In this review, we present a summary of each subsection of the Standards of Professional Conduct. For each one, we first detail actions that violate the standard and then list actions and behaviors that are recommended within the standards. We suggest you learn the violations especially well, so you understand that the other items are recommended. For the exam, it is not necessary to memorize the standard number and subsection letter. Knowing that an action violates, for example, professionalism, rather than duties to employers or duties to clients, should be sufficient in this regard. Note that some actions may violate more than one standard. One way to write questions for this material is to offer a reason that might make one believe a standard does not apply in a particular situation. In most, if not all, cases, the reason does not change the requirement of the standard. If you are prohibited from some action, the motivations for the action or other circumstances simply do not matter. If the standard says it's a violation, it's a violation. An exception is when intent is key to the standard, such as intending to mislead clients or market participants in general. Standard 1, Professionalism. Standard 1A, Knowledge of the Law. Members and candidates must understand and comply with all applicable laws, rules, and regulations, including the CFA Institute Code of Ethics and Standards of Professional Conduct, of any government, regulatory organization, licensing agency, or professional association governing their professional activities. In the event of conflict, members and candidates must comply with the more strict law, rule, or regulation. Members and candidates must not knowingly participate or assist in and must dissociate from any violation of such laws, rules, or regulations. The standards begin with a straightforward statement. Don't violate any laws, rules, or regulations that apply to your professional activities. This includes the code and standards, so any violation of the code and standards will also violate this subsection. A member may be governed by different rules and regulations among the standards, the country in which the member resides, and the country where the member is doing business. Follow the most strict of these, or, put another way, do not violate any of the three sets of rules and regulations. If you know that violations of applicable rules or laws are taking place, either by coworkers or clients, you must approach your supervisor or compliance department to remedy the situation. If they will not or cannot, then you must dissociate from the activity. For example, not working with a trading group you know is not allocating client trades properly according to the standard on fair dealing, or not using marketing materials that you know or should know are misleading or erroneous. If this cannot be accomplished, you may, in an extreme case, have to resign from the firm to be in compliance with this standard. Recommendations for members. Establish or encourage employer to establish procedures to keep employees informed of changes in relevant laws, rules, and regulations. Review or encourage employer to review the firm's written compliance procedures on a regular basis. Maintain or encourage employer to maintain copies of current laws, rules, and regulations. When in doubt about legality, consult supervisor, compliance personnel, or a lawyer. When dissociating from violations, keep records documenting the violations. Encourage employer to bring an end to the violation. There is no requirement in the standards to report wrongdoers, but local law may require it. Members are strongly encouraged to report violations to CFA Institute Professional Conduct Program. Recommendations for firms. Have a code of ethics. Provide employees with information on laws, rules, and regulations governing professional activities, and have procedures for reporting suspected violations. Standard 1B, independence and objectivity. Members and candidates must use reasonable care and judgment to achieve and maintain independence and objectivity in their professional activities. Members and candidates must not offer, solicit, or accept any gift, benefit, compensation, or consideration that reasonably could be expected to compromise their own or another's independence and objectivity. Analysts may face pressure or receive inducements to give a security a specific rating, to select certain outside managers or vendors, or to produce favorable or unfavorable research and conclusions. Members who allow their investment recommendations or analysis to be influenced by such pressure or inducements will have violated the requirement to use reasonable care and to maintain independence and objectivity in their professional activities. Allocating shares in oversubscribed IPOs to personal accounts is a violation. Normal business entertainment is permitted. Members who accept, solicit, or offer things of value that could be expected to influence the members' or others' independence or objectivity are violating the standard. Gifts from clients are considered less likely to compromise independence and objectivity than gifts from other parties. Client gifts must be disclosed to the member's employer prior to acceptance, if possible, but after acceptance, if not. Members may prepare reports paid for by the subject firm if compensation is a flat rate, not tied to the conclusions of the report, and if the fact that the research is issuer paid is disclosed. Accepting compensation that is dependent on the conclusions, recommendations, or market impact of the report, and failure to disclose that research is issuer paid, are violations of this standard. Recommendations for members. Members or their firms should pay for their own travel to company events or tours when practicable, and limit use of corporate aircraft to trips for which commercial travel is not an alternative. Recommendations for firms. Restrict employee participation in IPOs and private placements and require pre-approval for participation. Appoint a compliance officer. Have written policies on independence and objectivity and clear procedures for reporting violations. Limit gifts, other than from clients, to token items only. Standard 1C, misrepresentation. Members and candidates must not knowingly make any misrepresentations relating to investment analysis, recommendations, actions, or other professional activities. Misrepresentation includes knowingly misleading investors, omitting relevant information, presenting selective data to mislead investors, and plagiarism. Plagiarism is using reports, forecasts, models, ideas, charts, graphs, or spreadsheets created by others without crediting the source. Crediting the source is not required when using projections, statistics, and tables from recognized financial and statistical reporting services. When using models developed or research done by other members of the firm, it is permitted to omit the names of those who are no longer with the firm as long as the member does not represent work previously done by others as his alone. Actions that would violate the standard include presenting third-party research as your own without attribution to the source, guaranteeing a specific return on securities that do not have an explicit guarantee from a government body or financial institution, selecting a valuation service because it puts the highest value on untraded security holdings, selecting a performance benchmark that is not comparable to the investment strategy employed, presenting performance data or attribution analysis that omits accounts or relevant variables, offering false or misleading information about the analyst's or firm's capabilities, expertise, or experience, and using marketing materials from a third party, such as an outside advisor, that are misleading. Recommendations for members. Prepare a summary of experience, qualifications, and services a member is able to perform. Encourage employers to develop procedures for verifying marketing materials provided by third parties concerning their capabilities, products, and services. Cite the source of any summaries of materials provided by others. Keep copies of all reports, articles, or other materials used in the preparation of research reports. Provide a list in writing of the firm's available services and qualifications. And periodically review documents and communications of members for any misrepresentation of employee or firm qualifications and capabilities. Standard 1D, misconduct. Members and candidates must not engage in any professional conduct involving dishonesty, fraud, or deceit, or commit any act that reflects adversely on their professional reputation, integrity, or competence. The first part here regarding professional conduct is clear: no dishonesty, fraud, or deceit. The second part, while it applies to all conduct by the member, specifically requires that the act, quote, reflects adversely on their professional reputation, integrity, or competence, end quote. The guidance states, in fact, that members must not try to use enforcement of this standard against another member to settle personal, political, or other disputes that are not related to professional ethics or competence. Recommendations for firms. Develop and adopt a code of ethics and make clear that unethical behavior will not be tolerated. Give employees a list of potential violations and sanctions, including dismissal. And check references of potential employees.